Now, there are some characteristics and features of the Proverbs that I think we should note. The first one is, Proverbs bear no unscientific statement or inaccurate observation. For instance, it says, out of the heart proceed the issues of life. That's Proverbs 4:23. It was about 2,700 years later that Harvey found that the blood circulates. In contrast, in an apocryphal book, the Epistle of Barnabas, mention is made of the mythological phoenix, a bird that consumes itself by fire and rises in resurrection. It's a fable such as this that does not appear in the book of Proverbs, nor anywhere in the Bible for that matter. It's strange that of all these ancient records, here is a book that contains hundreds of proverbs, and not one of them is unscientific today. You wouldn't find that in any other writing. That in and of itself ought to alert any thinking or intelligent person. Then the second thing is the proverbs are on a high moral plane. The immoral sayings which occur in other writings, you just won't find them here. For instance, Justin Martyr said that Socrates was a Christian before Christ, which of course would be an impossibility. But actually, when you read Socrates, you find out that he portrays a high conception of morals according to his admirers. But Socrates also gives instructions to harlots on how to conduct themselves. Well, the best that you can say for him is that he was not moral, but unmoral. And then the book of Proverbs do not contradict themselves. They're not contradictory. A man's proverbs today are often in opposition to each other. For instance, look at these. Look before you leap. And yet there's another proverb that says, he who hesitates is lost. And then there's a proverb that says a man gets no more than he pays for. And then another proverb says the best things in life are free. They contradict each other. And then there's a proverb that says leave well enough alone. But over against it, progress never stands still. And then there's another one, a rolling stone gathers no moss. But there's another proverb that says a setting hen does not get fat. So the proverbs of man, they contradict each other. It's just owing to which one you want to use.